Thank you, Mr. Chair, for once again giving me the floor. I just wanted to add another element to the discussion, which is very interesting, actually. You probably all know this, but I personally found the report of the Special Rapporteur that she launched in the July session of the Council on very interesting. And it was in the report she analyzed how the design and the use of emerging digital technologies can directly or indirectly lead to racial discrimination. And she recommended that states would deploy a structural intersectional approach to tackle this problem in line, of course, with international human rights law. So there is some material there that we might be able to build upon. And as EU, we made an intervention that day, of course, during the interactive dialogue. And we underlined very much also with what is said today that these digital technologies, they become an ever more central part of people's lives, and they bring both opportunities and risks. And we share many of these concerns, including on the risk of bias in the use of algorithms and data in recruitment systems, for example, based on artificial intelligence, and also the use of biometric data for remote identification purposes. We are truly of the opinion that the digital transformation should work for the benefit of all people and not just a few, and people should be able to trust digital technologies. We see, I mean, the opportunity that these technologies offer is that citizens can have the opportunity really to flourish, but they also need to be able to choose freely and engage in a society via a secure digital environment that respects, as mentioned, privacy, but also dignity, integrity, and other rights in full transparency. So thank you very much for bringing that up. We believe it's an important element.